you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 21st. I'm Suzanne Watley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. The entertainment industry got a major shakeup last night with Disney's surprise ouster of CEO Bob Chapek just months after the board had publicly backed him. The media giant is returning Chapek's predecessor, Bob Iger, to the helm, at least for now. A company statement reads, "The board has concluded that as Disney embarks on an increasingly complex period of industry transformation, Bob Iger is uniquely situated to lead the company through this pivotal period. We thank Bob Chapek for his service to Disney." End quote. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office has declined to file criminal charges against a sheriff's deputy who was seen on video with his knee on the head of a handcuffed man for 3 minutes. KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
The deputy's actions came after the man had punched the deputy in the face in a hallway at the San Fernando courthouse. The DA explained in a memo that the available evidence was inconclusive and suggests the amount of force used was not excessive. Three former sheriff's officials claim Sheriff Alex Villanueva saw security camera video of the incident a few days later and sought to cover it up by blocking a criminal investigation. The sheriff claims he did not see the video until 8 months later and immediately ordered an investigation when he did. The DA has convened a grand jury to investigate whether Villanueva engaged in any wrongdoing. I'm Frank Stoltz.
Now that the dust has settled from the elections, it's clear that the Los Angeles City Council will look very different than it did just a year ago. KPCC's Josie Wong has more.
When newcomers are sworn in next month, nearly half the 15-member council will be fresh faces. The race for Council District 11 was just decided Thursday. Tracy Park, a lawyer, will take over Mike Bonin's seat to represent Westside neighborhoods such as Venice.
I'm coming in with no ties to City Hall, and so I fully expect that my learning curve is going to be very steep.
Park will be one of six women on the council, the most ever. The council will also be ideologically diverse. Park calls herself a moderate, while fellow newcomers Eunices Hernandez and Hugo Soto Martinez are progressives with organizer backgrounds. All are in a race against the clock to staff up before they're sworn in next month. I'm Josie Wong.
California's nursing agency has approved rules allowing nurse practitioners to treat patients without physician supervision. This shift could expand access to care across the state at a time when California faces dire shortages of healthcare workers. CalMatters health reporter Ana Ibarra explains.
Starting next year, nurse practitioners who meet certain requirements will be allowed to begin treating patients without physician supervision. Many people may not know, but currently, nurse practitioners must enter into a written agreement with a physician who will oversee their work. This shift has been in the making for several years. The reason this is important is because California has a provider shortage, and less restrictions could mean clinics may be able to hire more nurse practitioners. There's also research that indicates nurse practitioners are increasingly choosing to work in rural and underserved areas. Of course, there are only so many of them, so researchers say another important piece is getting more nurse practitioners trained and in the workforce.
You can find the full story at calmatters.org. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors has unanimously approved a motion to carry out a gender impact assessment in county departments. The assessment requires the county to gather various sets of data that track gender imbalances. Eventually, the data will be used to develop goals and strategies to address any gender disparities found in the departments. Supervisor Hilda Solis co-authored the motion with Supervisor Sheila Kuhl.
We know that there's still much more work to do to help elevate women in different positions throughout the county of Los Angeles, particularly in management, and also in terms of how they are treated and how we can better gauge that there really is more equality.
All county departments will need to complete the assessment each year for the next 3 years. A new report from the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health shows Black and Latino kids consumed double the amount of sugar and sweetened drinks in 2018 compared to white and Asian children. Deepa Shop serves as director of the Nutrition and Physical Activity Program, and she says there are a couple of reasons for the disparity.
Latino and Black children are exposed to more sugary drink marketing than any other racial or ethnic group. And that combined with the fact that low-income children are more likely to experience limited availability of nutritious foods and beverage options because of cost or availability in their neighborhoods.
Shaw says excess consumption of drinks with added sugar can lead to dental decay, obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. The department recommends adding more hydration stations in schools and that sweetened beverages not be advertised within 1,000 feet of schools, parks, and recreation centers. Despite this month's rain, it's still fire weather in the Southland after the weekend's Santa Ana winds. David Sweet is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Things are dry and people need to keep an eye out. If you see any smoke nearby in the hillsides, call the fire department immediately. Just keep a good watch out.
He also suggests reviewing your evacuation plan if you live in a high-risk fire area. There's also the potential for another weaker Santa Ana wind event later this week. Still, humidity is low and forecasters predict some areas will see critical fire weather conditions on Thursday along and below the coastal slopes of the mountains. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.